Because I know that there are some people who are doing that for the first time.
Yes, I think there are lots of people learning what it's like. And, it's just like anything. You get up and you deal with what is before you that day. My children make it particularly easy. I think they are fabulous kids.
Of course they are.
So it's just planning and learning, and we learn a lot together. And for other activities such as sports and music, we farm that out to other groups, organizations, teachers.
Well, this is wonderful. Now, we're talking with Wendy Stearman. She is the Republican candidate for District 11, a newcomer to politics. First of all, what drew you into the political arena?
My love for my country. Really just wanting the Constitution to be upheld and represented. And I felt like I could do that. And it sounds like a lot of people are coming behind me and supporting me in that. And I'm very grateful for that.
Well, yes, you have. You had some pretty influential voices. Behind you, the former president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University during the primary, and he sure struck a chord with a lot of people.
Yes, it's been very helpful.
Very helpful, indeed. Now, you mentioned you're very pro-life, also pro-First and Second Amendment, pro-all amendments, really.
Really, yes. Yeah.
Now, as far as Second Amendment here in Oklahoma, we take that rather seriously.
Yes,
and there have been some people really trying to challenge that.
Mm-hmm.
And tell the folks, your personal stance other than you support it,
yeah.
if you
will. Well, I always go back to the individual and the individual's right to make their decision for themselves. And that is the right to defend yourself is very primary to your individual rights. It is necessary to have that ability to defend yourself and your family. And I would hate for the citizens of the United States to lose that.
You know, we've gone through COVID-19, and that challenged a lot of people's individual rights.
Yes, it did.
And it continues to do so. If elected and you go to Oklahoma City to represent District 11, you might be confronted with those who would say, hey, everybody wear a mask. Hey, everybody stay home. Hey, nobody go to church. These are things that we kind of value as individual rights. Everything from the First Amendment to, being able to move around.
Yes, I agree. It's been interesting, a little frightening to watch everything that has happened in the last several months from whatever side you're on. It's been a frightening experience, and fear is such a powerful motivator. I mean, it has just broken my heart to see so many people consumed with fear. It would be a hard thing to deal with as the governor or as the president because, again, there are two sides to every issue, and that fear is very powerful.
And some people, just observing, are using that fear to try to control individuals. And that of course, is not, that's disrespectful to the individual. The individual must make up his or her mind.
I agree. It always comes down to the individual's rights.
And, here in Oklahoma, we're a little bit different than most places. Mm-hmm. It's not as bad as, say,
thankfully,
to neighboring states. It's like, oh, my gosh, where did you folks come from? Now, you're from the Collinsville area.
Right in between Collinsville and Bartlesville. We are about 15 minutes north of Collinsville on a grass airstrip there.
Mm-hmm. Stearman. Airplanes. Boy, where have I heard that before? Right? Yes. You going to be a pilot? I understand you're taking lessons, right?
I am. Now, campaigning has gotten in the way. So I've had a couple lessons in the last few months. I need to get back in. I love getting back up there and, just flying around. Landing, not quite as much a fan of that yet, but I'm learning that.
Well, I tell you, I always admire someone who takes that step to try to be a pilot or fly the skies, because I like you, I'm thinking taking off is great.
Yeah.
Flying is great. That landing thing could be a little tricky. Wow. With the things now after the big win with the primary, you're now going into the general.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different game. And how are you focusing now on the general election coming up this fall?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it is different because you know the line between the two opponents is more clearly drawn, but I'm still just going out and meeting people because as a representative, that is my primary function. Should I win, is getting to know the people of the district, and so largely it is the same for me, just going and meeting as many people, talking to them, hearing their views, what they're passionate about. That's pretty much the same.
Well, very good. And now if folks want to volunteer to help you out, maybe put a little thing on the door and what have you, how can they go about doing that for you, Wendy Stearman?
Well, my website is stearman4house, F-O-R, 4house, .com. And there's a page on there where you can choose the areas you would like to volunteer. My phone number's on there, my email. I would love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. If I haven't shown up at your house, then I would love for anyone to call me if they have any questions, want anything clarified, or want to volunteer. That would be fabulous.
Now, if folks want to donate, I think you're finding out this can be a little expensive.
It is shocking how expensive campaigning is.
How can they go about donating? Can they go to the same website?
Yeah, same website. There's an online option or a P.O. box. Mm-hmm. So I accept all forms of money.
There you go. And we can convert that into campaign messages and expenses for the campaign.
Yes.
But you are going into this eyes wide open as a novice, mm-hmm. and you paid attention all of your life, it seems, mm-hmm. to what's going on around. You've been a keen observer of human behavior, human will, and human preferences. So it sounds like you're ready to go. You really got this handled at this point. So.
Well, I like to think that I can represent mm-hmm. the people mm-hmm. because I am one of them, and I care about what they think.
And for all you CEOs out there who think you can multitask, check out a Mama Six. That's multitasking. That is multitasking. Now, have you been able, with this COVID now kind of lightening up as far as being able to get out and about, mm-hmm. have you been able to hold any town halls or perhaps larger gatherings,
No, we really haven't. We have some meet and greets scheduled.
Meet and greets, I guess, is what I was getting at.
Yeah, for in the future. Mm-hmm. As yet, we haven't. But I'm hoping as things open up more, hopefully, that will get easier to do.
Oh, I'm sure it will. This is really unique. I mean, you've got a unique swath here in District 11. Now, mm-hmm. that encompasses Bartlesville, Frank Phillips Boulevard, pretty mm-hmm. much south to where you are. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of small towns, mm-hmm. but you'll find out that disproportionately the small towns, they have amazingly high percentage of people who go to the polls.
Yes, they do.
And you're getting real familiar with Oglesby and Oshelita and Ramona. And
Well, really, the only towns in District 11 mm-hmm. are Bartlesville, Vera, mm-hmm. and Collinsville,
yeah.
So, yes, there are addresses around Ramona, mm-hmm. but not in Ramona.
Not in proper,
around,
yeah.
Yeah, around Ulaga, even there are a few Owosso addresses even. So,
oh, yeah, that's right.
But yes, I we're out in the country in the small town, and so I feel like those are my people.
Well, of course they are. Of course they are. I mean, they're your neighbors.
Yes.
And I think that's why they divided the district up the way mm-hmm. That they did, so that you can have more of that face-to-face, the thing mm-hmm. you love. Like you said, knocking yep. on the doors, just having fun and everything else. I want to remind everybody that we are, in case you're just tuning in, either on the radio or on Facebook Live, we have in studio with us Wendy Stearman, and she is the Republican nominee. She's the candidate that's going up against the Democratic challenger in District 11. And again, your platform is very plain spoken, about as Oklahoman as it gets. Let's give them the old platform once again.
All right. Well, it's upholding our representative republic, our Constitution, and defending the rights to speak and the rights to defend yourself and the right of everyone to life.
You know, Kevin Hearn has come up with mm-hmm. something. Have you heard about this? It's about the First Amendment right, mm-hmm. about some fairness going on, because you're talking about our right to speak,
mm-hmm.
and that rings with him as well. He's pretty upset that folks are able to, you know, protest, and you should be able to.
Mm-hmm.
You should Absolutely. Be able to, because that is your First Amendment. But the same people who say you're allowed to protest sometimes are the ones that say you can't go to church.
Yeah, it is.
That's not fair.
An interesting interpretation, I think.
Yeah.
I don't see where you reach that interpretation, but yeah,
but yeah,
you know,
your First Amendment right is to peacefully assemble
mm-hmm.
and to express your faith and what have you. So, you know, I see a little bit of a shared ideology there. It's not mm-hmm. a bad one either.
Yeah.
To make sure that we're fair.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fair. Again, how do we contact you for volunteers and donations?
All right. Stearman4House.com.
Mm-hmm.
My phone number, can I give
you
that?
You sure can.
Okay. 918-500-5141. Call me with any questions or volunteering.
Is there anything I missed on this, Wendy?
I think you've asked plenty. And
Well, I'm going to take that as the hook. Thank you, Wendy, for being on with us today during our community connection. And I hope to see you again at least a couple of times more before the general election.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much for inviting me. I've enjoyed being here.
All right. Thank you. Wendy Stearman has been our guest right here on K1, the one you trust. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing. They're